The word today is conqueror. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. When we think of conquerors, great military leaders may come to mind. But do you think of Jesus? Through his power as the Son of God, he conquered Satan, sin, and the grave. And he invites us, redeemed sinners, to be victors along with him. Christians may seem to be losing in this world, but we have ultimate eternal victory through Jesus our Lord. Here to share more about this comforting topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Conqueror.
One of the most well-loved chapters in all of the Bible is found in Romans chapter 8. It's in the New Testament, it's in the book of Romans, it's the 8th chapter that discusses the fact that because of God's love and willingness to forgive us as sinners, that we have confidence that we're going to be saved and that God is going to work out everything for our salvation. I'm going to read for you verse 31 in that chapter and following up through verse 39. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It's God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And here comes one of the best parts, the part that is so loved by so many people in Romans 8 verses 38 and following. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This may be new to you. Maybe this is the first time that you are hearing this, and I hope it's shocking. I hope it's amazing to you to find that God's goal is to bring you forgiveness through Jesus Christ, that it is to get you to eternal life, and that nothing, when he puts his mind to it, when he proposes this plan and does what is necessary for your redemption, nothing in the universe can stop it. If he has brought you into relationship with Jesus Christ, and you've received him as your Lord, this is as good as guaranteed. This is as if it's already a done deal. And that's why Paul discusses that we are conquerors. We are champions. The world has seen many conquerors through the ages. Ptolemy, Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, Napoleon, and Julius Caesar. In fact, thinking of Julius Caesar, the Roman Empire was this massive, massive state that covered the known world at the time. And Paul is writing this as a Jewish man, as a person redeemed by Jesus. Meanwhile, there is this humongous Roman state that is dominating everything. They were the conquerors. They were the ones who won it all in this region of the world. And amidst that, Paul is saying the humble Christian, The lowly believer in Jesus, the people of Christ's church, they are the conquerors. They are the overcomers. In fact, in the book of Revelation, after all of this turmoil, after Satan has done his best, after the world has attempted to destroy Jesus' church and to eliminate the believers, Christ protects them, he saves them, he punishes the wicked. God pours out his wrath on humanity, which is refusing to repent. And Satan, the demons, the wicked are cast into hell. God's people are redeemed, they're saved. And the word that is used throughout the book of Revelation, while all of this turmoil is going on, it's overcomer. The Christian is the overcomer. It doesn't mean you won't have challenges. It doesn't mean you will avoid all people who hate you and dislike you. It doesn't mean you won't have to suffer, but it means you will overcome. That's the same mindset that Paul is stating here in Romans chapter 8 when he says there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. I'd especially like to reach out to you if you do not have confidence regarding the future. Many individuals think, oh, I haven't done enough in order to make it to an eternal state, to a blessed state. Some people think that they have to do more good works. Some individuals are fearful that God is fickle, that he could damn you or he could save you depending on how he judges your works. Let's be clear. The Bible teaches us that God is a God of love, ultimately. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, in order to specifically bear our sins. Now, it looks initially like Jesus is a loser because people put him on a cross. They kill him. But this is all according to the divine plan. This is not an accident. Jesus is not displaying weakness. He was not surprised by this. This was all foretold. We have the Old Testament prophecies of the suffering of Jesus. Like, for instance, in Isaiah chapter 53, God knew this. He implemented his plan. And Jesus brought us redemption. He demonstrated his power, his glory by his resurrection from the dead. And we see him in the book of Revelation in the New Testament as this divine, powerful person. He is raised from the dead and Lord of lords and King of kings. He did all this for you so that you could be an overcomer. What do you need to overcome? You need to overcome your sin, which is destroying your mind and body. You need to overcome death, which you cannot do on your own. And you need to overcome Satan and the demons because you actually have a spiritual army opposed to you. You're not just fighting against age and possible sinful impulses. You have enemies. And Christ has come to bring you victory over all of these. That's why a Christian is a conqueror in Jesus Christ. We don't conquer by hating other people. We don't conquer by putting others down and dominating them. We conquer by loving as Jesus loved us. And we are victors. The image of the Christian in the New Testament is of the winner, sort of like the person who won the Olympic Games, where they have the crown of victory. It is not a conqueror's crown. It is a crown of the victor that we wear. Who has won that for us? Jesus Christ, our Savior. It is so comforting, and this is why I would like for you to come to Jesus Christ and put your faith on him, because there is no assurance outside of him. There is no comfort, ultimately, without Jesus. It's fear, it's worry, it's lack of hope and assurance for the future. But if you come to Jesus and confess your sin and receive him as God, receive him as your Lord, if you appreciate what he has done by giving his life on the cross and then promising you resurrection from the dead, promising you eternal life with God the Father, then you can relate to what Paul says when he asks these hypothetical questions. Who can be against us? Who will bring a charge against us? Who can condemn us? Who will separate us from the love of God in Christ? And the answer is no one. Absolutely no one, and nothing can separate you from God's love in Jesus Christ. I've heard it said in the past that God and me are a majority. And that's exactly how it is. When you are with the Lord God, the creator of the universe and the redeemer, and when you've been given his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, as a deposit, as an assurance, as a guarantee of your salvation, then you with God are a majority. Who's going to stand against you? Who's going to prevail? Satan can't. A sinful world can't. Even the grave can't. So enjoy this comfort. I hope this is really meaningful to you. And perhaps for the first time, you realize how beautiful Christianity is and how comforting it is. You don't have to live your life in fear. You don't have to live your life in worry. You don't have to be anxious for the future, because you can be a champion with God. Not a worldly, earthly champion, but a champion, a victor, an overcomer. Christ has won for you salvation. You have been granted the victor's wreath. You are an overcomer in Jesus Christ. So praise God and dedicate your life to showing the glory of Jesus and thankfulness, because he has won salvation for you. You are not a loser. You are not going down. You are being raised up in Jesus Christ so that you can be a conqueror and live in the glory of the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.